The World Food Programme stands ready to respond to increased needs in case of further displacement of population. There are 40,000 internally displaced persons who are now in Mopti, and these people might feel they have to move further south because of insecurity.
What are the implications of the recent fighting on WFP distribution of food?
We have a key logistic hub in Mopti, where all the operations are coordinated for northern Mali. And with the temporary relocation of the World Food Programme personnel to Bamako, this will inevitably affect World Food Programme ability to conduct operation in the Mopti region and in the north. For instance, food distribution for internally displaced and host family were due to take place in Mopti this weekend, and they will not be possible. This is a problem. We still have, in the north, our implementing partners. World Food Programme is working with 9 international NGO partners who have a presence in the areas which are occupied by armed groups. The 9 NGOs are continuing to work in the north, but it's true that the security condition may impact our food deliveries. And we have been informed, for instance, that in Gao, there are some communication interruption, that the fuel pumps have been damaged, and there might be a lack of food for the population.
You mentioned your partners, local NGOs and international NGOs, but WFP said that insecurity is limiting WFP access to the north. What are you doing to reach vulnerable people?
To reach vulnerable people, we intend in 2013 to reach more than 400,000 people affected by the crisis in Timbuktu, Gao and Kidal. These people are in need of assistance. More than 130,000 internally displaced also need to be assisted in the southern region of Mali. But regarding the north, with the help of the partner NGOs, we are able to reach, in the north conflict-affected area, more than 200,000 people.
WFP said that they will use all available means of transport. How are you going to reach some cities controlled by Islamist groups like Timbuktu or Gao?
We already reached them. We reached them by all means, small boats reaching Timbuktu along the Niger River. We do our best using our partners. Our partners are well settled in this area. And if, for instance, Islamic Relief are doing their best to provide food assistance on behalf of WFP.
And WFP notes that chronic problem of food insecurity and malnutrition persists in Mali. But after the following outbreak of violence, do you think the situation of food insecurity worsening?
We are quite concerned by the actual situation. We hope that this new displacement we have recently seen, we do not have the exact figure, but it is reported that over 30,000 people are newly displaced in the northern part. And with this worsening of the situation, we will have to scale up our operation. We stand ready to assist. We stand ready to increase our operation. And we hope the temporary relocation of our staff will be very short.
Result from WFP assessment conducted among IDPs in August show that the food insecurity was precarious. But what about now?
40 to 50% of the displaced people are food insecure. The situation might increase and might worsen this food insecurity among IDPs. And we have seen people moving very quickly, groups of people moving from one place to another and constantly displaced. We need to locate them. We need to know where they are and what their needs are. That's why in the near future, we are looking to get updated assessment about where they are and what their needs are.